Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last week, a lot of people were berserk over the announcement about this adversity score, which soon will be added as an addendum, I guess, to the SAT score. David Dillard is the president of KD College Prep. And David, I'm glad you're here. My reaction to it, based on what I've read, is very negative, that this is taking something that one would hope would be an objective assessment of what you know and what you don't know, and turning it, weaponizing it for social justice warriors. Am I wrong to say that?
Well, there's a lot of questions that are coming up about this. I mean, college admissions has always been a combination of science and art. They're trying to take a look at the historical performance of a student, and they're trying to take into consideration what the student brings to the table besides their academics. And the college application process brings in a lot of factors that take that in consideration. So the real question here is, are they bringing to the table anything that the college doesn't already have?
Right. Yeah.
A lot of questions are coming out of this because of College Board's history. They're getting a lot of scrutiny right now, and the question is, is this a grab to get more money and to try to stay relevant?
Yeah.
and try to divert the criticism that they've been getting, or is there anything of real value that they're bringing to the table here? And part of the questioning is coming because of how they're going about it and what they're not divulging.
Yeah, so it's 15 factors with three overlapping categories: neighborhood environment, high school environment, and family environment. So I guess you could look at data, assuming you think the data is right, to try to assess the neighborhood and the high school. I'm not sure how you discern the family environment. What do you look at? Tax records?
They're looking at the individual neighborhoods and looking at the median income and the percentage of single parents and the educational level of the families there. What do you do with those neighborhoods? And we all know those neighborhoods exist where you have million-dollar homes, and a few blocks over you have apartments with government-subsidized rents. There are all kinds of questions that go into how this is calculated, what is included, and they're holding their cards very close to the vest. They're not telling you exactly how that's done, nor are they reporting to the student what the adversity score is for that student. They're telling the college, but not anybody else. So, and I guess the college is one that needs it in this particular application, but there are questions that come if they were to release it. What implication does that start to have on property values and high school, individual high school ratings and things like that? So there are all kinds of cascading issues that come from this if they were really going to be open and transparent.
Yeah, I would think that people would really freak out about this, the parents and the students themselves, you know, who are, you know, especially if you're a hyper-competitive student and you're putting in a lot of work, whether you're at the finest prep school in town and your parents are very wealthy, or whether you are smart enough at the age of 17 or 18 to recognize, hey, if I work really hard right now, this is one of the moments in life where I could jump ahead of a lot of other people and get into a great, you know, the best position for the future of my life. This is one of those moments where I can do it. The idea that there's a hidden score that's going to impact that, I think people would really be mad about that.
Now, this is not something that it's going to affect the overachieving and the super elite student. They're still going to look like stars to the colleges. This is something that is going to have an impact of people who are on the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a hardworking student whose parents have reasonable means and you put in a lot of effort to show your best self to a college, the question is, are you going to be bumped here by some black box scoring mechanism that you don't understand and you don't get to see?
Yeah.
The real takeaway here is, for any of us in life, we can argue against and we can try to change systems, but we have to deal with what is there. So my takeaway to my clients right now is you have to deal with it. You have to you need to do your homework, do your research, find a broad range of quality colleges that you could be happy at, that you feel like you could be successful at, and find those that meet your requirements, your standards, some that are reach, some that you're not sure if you can get into, some that are matches for you, and some that are likely, and give it your best shot. And if you do that, no matter what type of mechanism is in place, you're going to get acceptances to a bunch of schools that you will bloom where you're planted and have a chance to prepare yourself for life. To us on the outside who are trying to make the systems better, we've got to ask these tough questions.
Yeah. David Dillard is the president of KD College Prep, and I appreciate your perspective on it. I would be raising hell if I had a kid who was getting ready to go to school. But, I appreciate it. Bottom line is, you do just have to do the best with what you got at any given moment. So thanks, David. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.